Welcome to Becoming Better with Na'ama, the podcast that teaches you how to become a better person and a better partner through effective communication. In this podcast, you're going to learn how to know yourself better. You'll learn tools and techniques to improve your communication skills and learn how to navigate your relationships using effective language. I'm Na'ama, a life coach specializing in partnerships and dating. I leverage my gift of communication and the wisdom of my past mistakes to teach you how to love more and fight less. Remember to subscribe, share, and feel free to write to me at info@na'amasegal.com for episode topics in the future. And I want to thank BetterHelp for sponsoring this episode. This episode is brought to you by BetterHelp. Hey y'all, it's Na'ama. As Ted Lasso likes to say, I am a work in progress. Seriously, I know that I'm becoming better every day, but sometimes I'm also a mess. One of the most powerful tools that I've used over the last 20 years to become a little bit less of a mess is therapy. And if you need a therapist, which I think everyone does, you should go with BetterHelp. BetterHelp is the world's largest therapy service, and it's 100% online. With BetterHelp, you can tap into a network of over 30,000 licensed and experienced therapists who can help you with a wide range of issues. To get started, just answer a few questions about your needs and preferences in therapy. That way, BetterHelp can match you with the right therapist from their network. Then you can talk with your therapist however you feel comfortable, whether it's via text, chat, phone, or video call. You can message your therapist at any time and schedule live sessions when it's convenient for you. If your therapist isn't the right fit for any reason, you can switch to a new therapist at no additional charge. I believe that everyone can benefit from therapy, and you can benefit from 10% off your first month by going to betterhelp.com/becomingbetter. That's betterhelp.com/becomingbetter. Get yourself a therapist. They're just a fresh set of eyes to help you tackle any problem you want to overcome. I believe in you, and this is just another way that you can become better. Welcome back, everyone. It's Na'ama, your favorite dating, relationship, and communication coach. Today, I want to ask you a bold question. Are you ready? Are you a red flag guy or gal, for that matter? This idea comes from Aliza Ben Shalom, a Torah observant matchmaker you may have seen on Netflix Jewish Matchmaking, which, by the way, Aliza, you should be totally proud of. In a recent video on TikTok, she highlighted the importance of recognizing red flags in dating. She said, basically, take off your rose-colored glasses, which I give three thumbs up if I could. But it got me thinking, what do you do if you're the red flag guy? Many people who exhibit red flag behaviors don't even realize it. They think they're fine. But if you truly want a healthy, lasting relationship, you need to be willing to change. So let's talk about what to do if you are the red flag and how to shift from red to green. Dustin Pointer, if you're listening to this, this one's for you. What are red flag behaviors, first of all? Red flags in dating and relationships often include mocking or condescending behavior or humor, like, oh, it's just a joke, don't be so sensitive. Controlling behaviors, like demanding to know where someone is at all times, or asking for their location, policing their words, their actions, telling them what they're allowed to say or do or think. Lack of trust, like checking someone's cell phone, refusing to believe what your partner is telling you. Rigid beliefs on gender roles, like insisting that the relationship has to work a specific way without any compromise. Poor communication skills, like ignoring your texts for days or refusing to engage in deep conversations and disclose meaningful parts about yourself in a conversation with someone you love. Hiding your partner from your family and friends. If they're important to you, why would you keep them a secret? Not telling anyone that you care about that you have someone in your life that you are spending more time with. Moreover, if that person, or you in this case, don't have strong relationships, friendships, and connections, and if you're not close to anyone in your family, this comes across as a major red flag. And don't get me started on people who kick puppies or are mean to waitresses. That's just a red flag beyond belief. If you recognize yourself in even a quarter of these behaviors, it's time to take action, my friend. Listen, this is how we do it, okay? The method is simple. It's called ABCD.
If you can remember ABCD, you can do this. Are you ready? I believe in you. Get a pen, get a paper, or, you know, text it in your phone, whatever, but write this down. A stands for acknowledge. You can't fix what you don't see, and you can't see it if you don't admit it. Recognizing your behaviors doesn't make you weak, I promise. It makes you self-aware and ready to grow. And guess what? The best, most powerful, successful people in the world study every single thing that they want to improve, and they improve it nonstop until it changes. You can do that too. BC stands for be curious. Instead of judging yourself, study your behavior like a scientist. When do these red flags show up? What triggers them? If you want to go deeper, I recommend a book called Attached to understand relationship patterns in attachment. There's three different kinds generally: secured, anxious, and avoidant attachment. And basically what it comes down to is when you're dealing with these red flags, you want to be curious and objective. Do not judge yourself when one of these comes up. If you feel like you want to be really distant and not answer your girlfriend's text message for a couple of days, ask yourself what you're avoiding. Ask yourself why you are avoiding it and what's the deeper issue inside that's preventing you from reaching out and making a connection. If you aren't curious, you're never going to uncover the real reasons this is happening. Last, D is for decide. You have to decide to change. Transformation isn't automatic. You have to choose to grow even when it's uncomfortable, especially when it's uncomfortable. If you don't choose to grow, nothing's going to change for you. And you want to be happy, right? That's the whole point. So, do you want to be right in your relationship, or do you want a healthy, loving, joyful, lasting relationship? Ask yourself truly, if you're not interested in having a healthy, loving, long-lasting relationship, then own that. Say, you know what? I'm not interested. I just want something physical. I just want something temporary. I want a situationship, and own it and admit that that's what you want. But if not, then you need to admit that you actually are looking for a deeper connection, and you have got to start doing the work. So how do we do this? We do ABCD: acknowledge, be curious, and decide. You have the power to change. Red flag behaviors don't serve you. They hold you back from real connection. They hold you back from relationships. They hold you back from growing. And frankly, you're just putting on armor and walls that no one's going to get through. And I think deep down inside, you know that. You're not doomed to repeat toxic patterns. You can improve. You can step into healthier relationships and create a future you actually want. You really can. I promise you. 11 years ago, I was a total monster. I was divorced. I hated my life. I didn't want to be here anymore. And I needed to become the person of my dreams. I was a work in progress, and I still am. But today, 11 years later, after putting in this work, to acknowledge my habits, to be curious about my habits, and deciding to change those habits, I've become healthier, stronger, and my relationship with my husband is unbelievable. So I really want to see you improve and grow and step into a healthy relationship. If you need support, I'm here for you. DM me, find me on social media, email me, or book a coaching session through my website. I would love to help you. Remember, 1% better is still better. Baby steps still count. Let's get you